simple girl, she's governed by simple pleasures. She won't ever let you meet her family, but she'll show you pictures. Da 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 da. Simple emotions. She won't ever let you in, but she wants to keep you in her corner.
Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 177. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with a track by Dale Earnhardt Jr. Jr. That song is called Simple Girl. It's on the band's album It's a Corporate World, which came out on Quite Scientific Records June 7th. A band from Detroit, Michigan there that I have heretofore ignored entirely because of their name, but you shouldn't let that scare you off like I did. That song there is a delightful pop gem. The rest of the album, not quite so poppy, but pretty close. And you can find a video for that song, an unofficial fan-made video that is just fantastic and shows what wonderful things can be done with consumer-grade electronics nowadays. Let's see. Good music. That's what the podcast is all about. So let's jump right back into that. This is the Acid House Kings. The song is called Heaven Knows I Miss Him Now.
I can see the reason why you lied.
Oh well, it's not.
You listen to your love songs from back then. Music sounds better with him. Music sounds better. Heaven knows I miss him now. Heaven knows I'm coming back. Heaven knows I will see inside. It's like a heart attack. But I never, no, never did wrong. Heaven knows I miss him now.
All right, that is Ostra with the track Shoot the Water. That is on the band's album Feel It Break, which came out on Domino Records May 17th of this year. A band out of Toronto, Ontario that's gotten a lot of buzz and ended up on a lot of the mid-year best-of lists that started floating around. And I think that's why I picked it up. Although I'm not a big fan, there are some really good stuff on there, so you might want to visit iTunes, listen through the tracks, and see if there's something in there that strikes you. Before that, Gardening Not Architecture with the song Disappointed. That is on the album First LP, which came out back in 2009, though Sarah Saturday, who is the band, has announced a new album will be recorded this fall and is looking for your help on a Kickstarter for the next one there. So if you're interested, visit her website, Gardening and Architecture, and see about kickstarting her for the new album. We started things off with Acid House Kings with the song Heaven Knows I Miss Him Now. That is a song off the album Music Sounds Better With You, which came out March of this year on Labrador Records, the band out of Stockholm, Sweden. And I believe they've just released a new EP that's remixes of that album. I think it's called Heaven, Our Music Sounds Better When Remixed or something like that. But that's the album as it came out in true, proper, and intended. And I'm a really big fan of that. There are several songs on there that are just dynamite. So I suggest you pick that one up if you're into the twee pop. Let's see. I guess I should let you know how the podcast works. Every week I get new music. I listen to it and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. Hopefully I make good choices and make a good podcast bringing you back week after week. We're going to go ahead and continue on with music now. We're going to play something by the Builders and the Butchers. This is the song called Black Elevator.
Tonight, black box will take you right. Many floors down where
That is Hangman's Alphabet from Boston, Massachusetts. That song is called Ghost House and is on the band's self-titled album. I believe that may be the band's second album and the band's last album. I think they've declared time is up for them. That is a self-released album, I believe, on the band's own Faded Maps label. And the album is full of the revival of indie rock. That track there with a lot of its pop just is great stuff. And some of the best moments kind of remind me of Husker Du. So if that sounds good to you, hunt that one down. You can get on the band's Bandcamp site for whatever you feel like paying for it. Before that was The Builders and Butchers with the song Black Elevator. That's on the band's album Dead Reckoning, which came out on Badman Recordings back in February of this year. A band from Portland, Oregon that owes a lot to the Decembrists, and I don't think anyone's afraid to say that. But that large ensemble there is a lot of fun and writes some really good music. So A plus there. I see we're out of time here, so let's get the business out of the way. I want to let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 177. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or follow me on Twitter at Sid Much Rock. We're going to end things this week with a track by Cat's Eyes. That's a band based out of London that is built by Ferris Badwin, who from the band The Horrors. And Rachel Zafira, who is a classically trained opera singer. The weird collaboration that's produced a pretty good album. The song I'm going to play is called The Best Person I Know, and it is on the band's self-titled debut, which, as I said, came out April of this year on Polydor Records. So enjoy this, and thank you very much for listening, and we'll talk next week. Bye.
You're the best person I know.